It's time for your Stanley Security Solutions Locker Talk.
A lot of the guys on defense kind of look like it kind of took it on themselves. They're going to bring this one home for you, for Reggie. Was it really like that? That's kind of the way it looked in the press box.
It wasn't about that. I mean, we was going to fight for this win regardless. But what you saw was love for one of our fellow members on the ground, you know what I'm saying? One of our veterans, our troops, you know what I mean? He's a big part of what we do. And to see him go down like that in such pain, you know, the boys rallied around him, you know what I'm saying? And that just showed the love and the heart of these, you know, the guys in this locker room. Man, not every team is like this, man. I've been in three other organizations, man, and to see the closeness and everybody just fight for one another, just put they self out of the picture, just put the teammate first. Can't beat that, bro. So that's what you saw last night, a great display of just love for our teammate.
You've been around some great defensive performances by linebacker corps in your career. How did last night look for the Colts linebackers?
It was great, you know. My job is to eat up two guys every play as much as I can and keep those guys clean. Have them have 10 tackles apiece, you know what I mean? And Freeman, Pat Anger, everybody who played linebacker last night just had a ball running around making plays because the guys up front did their job. And if I make a play, that's great. But if I don't make one tackle in the whole game, as long as I'm eating up two guys, three guys, and getting those guys clean, I did my job.
Denver came in with an average of only 3 non-scoring drives per game. Last night, 11 out of 17, they didn't score. What was the key? What was working well?
It was just relentless effort, you know, and guys not quitting, believing in one another, you know. When you tell a bunch of men that got a lot of pride, you know, can't do something. Somebody's going to come in and do this and do that. You really push a button of a man, you know what I'm saying? And we all stood up and said, we're not going to take this. We're going to go out here and play ball and just do it within the framework of the team, offensively, defensively, special teams. Don't look at the scoreboard. Just keep swinging. Swing first, punch last, and make one more play than they did, and we did.
Chuck always talked about process to the media. Does he always talk about the process to the players?
I hear process in my head right now. Work the process. Work the process. Don't judge. Trust, loyalty, respect. These are the foundations that he's built this, you know, this new regime on. That's the foundation. That's what we stand on. So we go out there and do it every day because we hear it. Hear it in my sleep, you know what I mean? And that's just believing in what he say. And following, and that's what we do.
Is that a reason things bounce back after every one of the 7 losses?
No doubt. You know, we haven't lost 2 in a row since we've been here. And that's a tribute to how we get back to work, you know. It's hard to win all of them in this league, you know. But we learn from our mistakes. We bounce back the following week, not make them twice. And get the win. And that's the only way to get past that loss is to go and get a win the very next week.
You guys also like to say next man up a lot, but when the man we're talking about is Reggie Wayne, there really is no next guy for that, is there?
You got to get in there and do what you can. But you know what? That's whoever's behind Reggie, I'm pretty sure he prepared like a starter, you know, and that's what it's all about. And no matter if how long it's going to take for Reggie to get back on the field, whoever is in that position is going to have to make some plays. Got to step up. It is next man up. And I just, you know, wait for the day when Reggie come back and continue to keep doing what he's doing.
You talk about the closeness of the locker room. How much does Reggie have to do with that, with his leadership and the way he handles himself?
Like I said, Reggie's a big part of what we do and the success that we've experienced here. How he's leading the young receiving corps, you know, with Brazil and T.Y. and just all the young guys and teaching them how to be a pro. You know, D.H.B., you know, he's not young, but he still looks up to Reggie. His leadership amongst the locker room when issues are coming around. He does so much for this organization that folks don't even know about. And just to have his leadership and his presence is huge. So, like I said, I don't know the timeline. Don't know the severity of the injury, but whenever he comes back, you know, it'll be a blessing.
To have wins over Seattle, San Francisco, now Denver, I mean, 3 teams that everybody was talking Super Bowl at the start of the season. I mean, what does that say about this team?
Put on your pads, bring your lunch pail, and just play ball. Everybody can talk about who's going to do this, who's going to do that, who's going to represent the NFC, AFC, all this mess. But the game is played on the field, in between the white lines. that's where all the talking should be done. So who cares about whatever everybody is saying outside this building? It does not matter. We talk in between the lines, period. That's all we could do. So you say what you want to say. We're going to keep grinding. We're going to keep playing. And we're going to keep believing in one another. And we're going to keep playing for one another. And we'll see what happens at the end of the season.
This is the perfect time for your break.
Oh, gosh, bro. My body's so banged up right now. Seriously, this bye couldn't have come at a better time. And all of us need rest because we've been grinding every day. But it's part of it, you know, it's part of it. And I wouldn't change one bit of it. And I tell you one thing, winning heals a lot. It makes things feel so much better. So I'll take it.
You try to get completely away?
Oh, yeah, I will get completely away. I have to. You know, you got to turn the mind off a little bit, rest the body, not think about none of this until we get back and then get back engaged into it.